The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Welcome, race fans. Here is local racing authority Sam Chapman with this week's race day edition of Sound of Speed, only on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is The Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, and I'm your host, Sam, here to preview a great day of racing with the NASCAR Spring Cup Series season finale in Homestead, Miami, with the running of the Ford EcoBoost 400. Pre-race coverage is set to begin at 2:30 on NBC, TSN, MRN, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio. The Homestead Miami Speedway has marked the end of the season for the NASCAR Spring Cup Series since 2002. Tony Stewart would get the win in the inaugural Spring Cup Series race at the Speedway. At 1.5 miles in length, Homestead Miami is a bit of a different take on an intermediate track, similar to the shape of the New Hampshire Motor Speedway, with two long drag strip-style straightaways in between the turns. All four corners feature progressive banking with 18 degrees along the bottom of the turns, raising to 20 along the top groove of the racetrack, allowing cars using the top lane to carry more speed through the turns, creating better side-by-side racing. Like Texas a few weeks ago, Homestead is incredibly hard on tires. Expect to see tire problems and lap times drop off around 2.5 seconds towards the end of a run. Goodyear has brought the same tire the series ran in Texas for today's race in Homestead, so drivers that ran well in that race may be worth keeping an eye on as the Ford EcoBoost 400 gets closer to the checkered flag. Here's what pole sitter Kevin Harvick had to say following qualifying Friday.
So yeah, it'd be nice to win a race and close the season out, and just a lot of reasons. Tony's last race with Chevrolet, you know. So yeah, came here to try to win, and same as everybody else. No participation trophies.
As I mentioned earlier, this is the final race of the season. 35 races, 9 months of Spring Cup Series action has come down to one final race to decide the 2016 Spring Cup Series champion. Four drivers go into today's race with an even shot at the title. The best chance one of these four guys has to secure the championship is to go out today and get the win. Last year's champ Kyle Busch made it into the championship four for the second season in a row. Busch has one win in Miami, which came last season, two top fives and four top tens. Busch got lucky during a late race restart in Phoenix to make it into the championship four on points. Keep an eye on that number 18 Toyota Camry as the race begins to wind down and he looks to defend his title. Busch's teammate Carl Edwards got the win in the rain-shortened race in Texas to qualify for the championship four. Edwards fought Tony Stewart for the title in 2011, and championship came down to the wire in Homestead as smoke narrowly took the championship away from Edwards. Edwards could redeem himself in 2016. He ran strong in Texas, with the same tire being brought to the track this weekend. Edwards already has 2 wins in Homestead, 5 top 5s, and 7 top 10s. Keep an eye on the number 19 Toyota Camry as he looks for title number one in the Spring Cup Series. Jimmy Johnson is a 6-time series champ and got the win in Martinsville to lock his spot in the championship four. Johnson is chasing the elusive title number 7, tying him with the greats Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty. Johnson has one thing working against him today. He's yet to win in Homestead, and the winner in Homestead the last 2 years has become the Spring Cup Series champion. If Johnson can get the Homestead Miami Speedway figured out, he could be a huge title threat today. Keep an eye on that blue number 48 as the laps begin to wind down. The final championship four driver, Joey Logano, got the win in Phoenix in a crazy turn of events to qualify for the championship four. Logano looked like he was going to win the title last year before a series of run-ins with Matt Kenseth dropped him to the bottom of the standings, knocking him out of contention. It was Matt Kenseth who brought out the final caution in Phoenix last weekend that allowed Joey to snag the win. I think after all the drama last year, Logano is going to park it in victory lane today, getting both his first win in Homestead and first Spring Cup Series title. Keep an eye on that number 22 Pennzoil Ford as the checkered flag nears. If he can repeat his performance from last weekend, he will be the 2016 Spring Cup Series champion. Here's what title hopeful and 6-time series champ Jimmy Johnson had to say following qualifying Friday.
Yeah, didn't have a clean first lap, and unfortunately we had to rerun, and just a little unlucky with the spin. And then to be able to go out that quickly with things so hot and transfer was encouraging. And then to pick up a few more tenths on quite old tires compared to everybody else and end up 14th. I think we made the most of the situation we were in. You know, a bit unlucky, but first and foremost, we should have had a better first outing. That would have made life a lot easier. So, qualifying just isn't my thing, and I'm so much better at racing, and I'm ready to line them up and race.
Don't forget to join me this Wednesday to recap all the weekend's racing action, including the crowning of all three NASCAR Touring Series champions. Until then, you can head on over to the Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages to keep in touch and up to speed with all sorts of motorsports news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the Sound of Speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything Wasaga Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page, where you can find the latest edition of the Sound of Speed and all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Be sure to check out the blog, where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free, and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. This is the final Sound of Speed pre-race show of 2016. I've had a great time previewing the weekend's racing and talking about all the venues across the Sprint Cup Series map and all of the talented Sprint Cup Series drivers week in and week out. I've had a blast this season, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I have. I'll be back next Wednesday to recap all the action from Homestead, including your three new NASCAR champions. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Let's go championship racing in Homestead, Miami.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.